God bless everyone. And it's really been a great night, great heart sharings, and I'm really blessed because God is working in each one of us. Even that love of God doesn't come from the old man. It comes from the new man, from that spirit man. Walking by the Spirit is very big. It covers so many things. So if we want to manifest the love of God, we need to be walking by the Spirit. If we want to manifest the power of God, we need to be walking by the Spirit. If we want to have the manifestation of faith, we need to be walking by the Spirit. And so that all starts with speaking in tongues. And we do that because we love God. And He's working in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And we can get caught up in doctrine. We really can. Studying and these things that I've heard tonight. When Jesus was walking on that road, on the road to Emmaus, I think Amy mentioned it. Was it you, Amy? He opened up to them the scriptures. And basically what he done, that opening up, he explained the things concerning himself. And so he didn't have a Bible. He didn't open up a Bible. He didn't have scrolls. He was the living word, and God was working in him, and God knew how to open up. He was still being obedient to the Father. He wasn't doing his own thing. He was still submitted unto the Father in his resurrected body. And as he is, so are we in this world. Now, we are partakers of the divine nature through the great and precious promises. And we got the scriptures, and the scriptures show us how to walk with God. It shows us our relationship with God. It shows us what Jesus Christ accomplished. Now let me ask you to think. When the day of Pentecost came, they received Holy Spirit. What scriptures did they use that we read now in the church epistles? There weren't none. Because they were walking what? By the Spirit of God. What revelation did Paul speak? Was it the old law? Or was it this revelation by Jesus Christ, which was fulfilled by the Spirit? He got that through his relationship with God. He had a singleness of heart, singleness of mind. He got born again after being on the road to Damascus. He spent some time in Arabia, maybe years, or I don't know how long it was. But he was growing in his relationship with God. God was leading him by the Spirit. He didn't even associate with the disciples, the ones that walked with the Lord Jesus Christ while he was living in this earth, did he? He wasn't with them. He didn't see Jesus in the flesh, right? And then Paul didn't go and associate himself with these leaders. But he was led by God. And then when he went to Jerusalem, he spent certain days with Peter and with James. And he still didn't meet the rest yet, right? So that when we read the book of Acts, when you read that, we've got to remember the timeline, the timing of things. Paul was led by the Spirit of God. So were the other guys as well, but they still had the law. So we can see this in the book of Galatians when Paul went to Galatia, that area opened up, and then certain from the Jewish believers came and tried to get these people to practice the law of Moses. It is in there. It's in the book of Galatians chapter 1, right? I know where it is because I've read the scriptures, right? But the thing is, study. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study, spedazo. That word study is spedazo. It's not the word study as in we understand study. It's just not. It doesn't mean that. It means to put forth a diligent effort. The word study in 2 Timothy 2:15 means spedazo. It means to put forth a diligent effort. And some older translations of that scripture says this, and I think you'll find it in the Lamb's version of the Bible. It says, put forth a diligent effort, rightly proclaiming the word of truth. Rightly proclaiming the word of truth. You can only do that by the Spirit. See, we may know the scriptures, but it's the Spirit of God that opens it up, gives us the wisdom and understanding and that revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if you look at the context of 2 Timothy 2, it's talking about words. It's talking about words. Just read it in its context. It's very easy to see. Timothy is a leadership epistle. It's a personal letter. It's a leadership epistle. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, All scripture is God-breathed. Right? It's God-breathed. It's given by inspiration of God. God-breathed. All scripture is God-breathed. It came from God. Everything that's written down came through men and women that were walking by the Spirit of God. And God had them recorded it. Listen, God could have us record our words too, if he wanted it written down. So he worked at that time, and when he gave those words, there were scribes taking the words down from the person dictating it by God. They wrote it word for word. But it came from God, it originated from God through those people. Has God stopped working the same way today? Has he? Ask anyone? Has he stopped working that way? Does he still work that way? I am the Lord, I change not. God's the same yesterday, today and forever. When Jesus came, now he had, 30 years? And he knew the scripture. He would follow the custom of the time. And he would know that. He would have been taught the scriptures as well. That's what they'd done in that time, in that culture. But what did he do? His ministry didn't start until he received that Spirit of God, right? He was led up into the wilderness after he was baptized. He was led by the Spirit of God. So no one is saying that you don't read the scriptures, but study is a different thing. We go to the scriptures with God. And this is what I've been practicing since I've started to understand. I go to the scriptures with God, and then I'm reading. Here put a place for me to go, and I'll read. And it's usually the church epistles I go, because that's what's addressed to the body of Christ today. And then he might take me and say, work that word there. And then I'll go back. I'll even look in the Old Testament and go back, and I trace a word or a subject matter. And God will put it together for me. And I might need to read some Hebrew, and I might need to look up some Greek. But see, the power of God comes through the Holy Spirit, through you. And it's when we go to the fountain of living water, God. He's the fountain of living water. God wants us to go to him. What we've been taught to do is go to the scripture. Now, that is God's words, but God wants us to go to him. Is God alive? Yes, he is. God is always there. And he's the fountain of living water. And that's where we need to draw from the supply. He is the source of everything. If he tells you to go to scripture, you go to it. If he tells you to open it, you open it. What do we see? Let's have a look at the scriptures. Let's go to the scriptures and see. Because the scriptures will show you how to move with God. And it's very, very simple. And since I've learnt this simplicity, nothing difficult, nothing hard. I don't have to take any classes. Now I understand that. But I'm thankful I did, because I learnt a lot of knowledge, okay? And I've learnt what's right and wrong. So it's great. But we don't need to take loads of classes. And I understand that statement now. I never before, I used to stand against that statement. If you're humble in heart and you want to know, okay, someone is putting something different up to what I've learned. What's right, God? So that's when we go to the source, who then will direct it and open it up to us if we're humble and meek to listen. And if we're humble and meek to change as well. Because if you've been following something for so long, it's going to be hard to change from it if someone's telling you something different. But if they're right, what are you going to do? So God's looking for people that will go directly to him, the source. And when you do that, then you won't have fear of man. Because you're not relying on what other people say to you about it. You're going directly to the source. You've got direct access by the Spirit. The scriptures tell us this. We got direct access to God. Now we're born again. And he can show us truth and error as well. We can discern it and we can see it also. So I've done this now. Over the last 5 or 6 years, God had walked me through the steps. He showed me from the scriptures about our confession. Our confession is very powerful, what we declare. And what do we declare? We declare the great and precious promises of God. Okay, and then as we say what God says, we come into agreement with what God says. And then we start to see the things become before us. We're practicing our faith, right? So God helps us along. He opens up our understanding. And so the scriptures show us how to move with God. And it's very, very simple. And we don't need to make bones about it. We don't need to split or divide over things if we are just humble. And we hear the conclusion of the whole matter. And the acid test to it is you put it to work. You practice the things you're being encouraged. And if you do that, you'll start to see fruit. You know, I was sharing with someone this week, change is not just going to happen. People let life just happen to them. If you want to see change, you've got to change on the inside first. And then when you change on the inside, then on the outside it will change. But people just wait and then they just think, okay, if I quote this scripture, it's got to be a heart thing. It's got to be something led by God. It's got to come from a relationship with the Father. It's got to come from not focusing on men and being a man pleaser, or because someone that we respect that knows loads of scriptures or got a degree in this and that. We don't look at that. They're not so smart. If they're walking with God, they're smart. If they're walking by the Spirit, they're smart. And so it all comes down to when someone says something that we don't agree with, we put a blockade up straight away, which is right, which is good. But then we close the doors and we don't go to God. So like, God, is this right? You know, this, it sounds right what they're saying, but is it right? So that's when we use our relationship with God and he can guide us and show us things. But let's go to Mark chapter 16. God is so good. And I just wanted to say that because at the end of the day, I've been practicing this way that I didn't know before about walking by the Spirit, allowing God to give us the words. I didn't premeditate what I'm going to say tonight. And I've been practicing this way since I come back from India. And it's a year today that we flew out to India, that me and Fred took our flight to India. But my life has changed so much. My relationship with God is so strong, so understanding. And I know that understanding doesn't come from anyone else. It comes from God. But listening to the words, listening to the encouragement. And this is just so very important, guys. Like, I'm not worried about what other people say to me, or you've gone off, or you're doing this. I go to God. And God has given me this boldness to speak, because he wants his people walking very powerfully. And I tell you what, there's been a great dynamic change on this Soon Fellowship. I can see the growth, and God's doing the work. No man's doing it. He's just working through the word, through the encouragement, through the connections. And I was sat down the other week, and it come to my heart to do a leaders meeting. I'm thinking, no, I don't want to do that. It's effort, and, you know, are people going to join? And God says, do the... And he kept doing this for a couple of days. So I thought, okay. So I just passed it by someone and got the encouragement. I just wanted a confirmation, just talked with Kim. And I thought, okay, I'll get this letter together. I got the letter together, and I only give it to people that God showed me to send it to. And God says, now you don't worry. You've done what I've told you to do. You've been obedient. And I'm surprised at the response already. And the people that have responded, I'm like, what? Because I sent it to people I haven't spoken to. Because I'm obedient to God. And I used to be a bit of a man pleaser, you know. But I'm so thankful that God showed me not to be that way. Not to worry about what people say. And to be very bold. And to give instruction. See, there's gift ministers in the church, and I know I'm a gift minister, not because I'm anything, not because I'm qualified in the world standards, but God's qualified that, and he's given that gift in. And so I know I share different to a lot of people because I'm instructing. Because it's not that I'm trying to instruct, it's just what comes out of me. And what God shows me, I take it seriously what I'm doing with God. Can you see? So I'm just trying to explain, give a little bit of background of where I'm coming from. And I think that's necessary. And so you see my heart. And like I said, I've taken all the classes hundreds of times over. I've got them. I could go listen to them any time I want. But I understood that I wasn't producing anything. And I had all this knowledge, but there was no results. Why? I should have results. If I got this knowledge... Discerning of spirits, you know, the advanced class and intermediate class, and I got the foundation. I should be seeing great results, but I want seeing results. I want seeing the power of God. You know, Dr. Werwell, he went to God because he wasn't seeing the power of God, right? He wanted to see the power of God, and he prayed, you know, give me this power, and I'll teach your word. And then he spoke, and he went on his search, and he was led into speaking in tongues, and then he realized that was the power base. It's quite interesting when you study other people's life, other people that have been successful and had an impact with God. Look at their lives. What did they do? Someone was saying to me, I really see the growth in you, Lawrence. I really want to do what you're doing. I said, if you want to do what I'm doing, I said, then do what I do. And I was saying to them, if you want to see change, don't wait for it to happen. You be that change. You change from within here. You get focused with God. And then nothing will happen without a committed, solid, focused decision. That, okay, now I see the way you want me to move. I'm going to commit to it 1,000,000%. So when I done that, that's when things changed. And I made that commitment when I was in India. Because God showed me what to do. Literally, I just understood. And so I done it. And I made the stand with God, before the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, okay, I'll do exactly what you tell me to do. You've got to be willing to do exactly what God's showing you to do. And it might go against some of the things that you've understood before. The leaders meeting is for people really that want to catch on to some of the things that, you know, God is showing right now, that want to move forward with God and want to grow with God and want to see the signs, miracles, and wonders happen. Not that we seek them, but if we're believing God, we should see them. And we should see fruit, and we should see increase. So in Mark chapter 16, and in verse 17, Jesus said this, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, that they shall speak with new tongues. Okay, we got the speaking in tongues. How many devil spirits have we cast out? How many times have we seen that in our own walk and life before God? We might have seen others do it. We might have done it once. Are we walking with that power of God? Are we, you know, really bringing deliverance to people? They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. See, there's signs following the word God puts in your mouth. The words that you declare in lifetime, in situations that you find yourself in. People will get deliverance when you minister with that power of God on that one-on-one situation. You may not have time to go to the scriptures to say, well, okay, this is your situation, I've identified it in the scripture, okay, now we can minister. No, God's given us the spirit to do that, right? On the day of Pentecost, we got to remember the disciples, they were referred to as unlearned men in front of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They weren't schooled in that way, right? They probably had knowledge of the scripture because, again, they were brought up in that culture. But what changed them? It was the Spirit of God. And when Peter stood up, God brought to his remembrance the book of Joel, and he quoted that by inspiration with many other words. And it was through those many other words that the people that gladly received his word, they continued with him. So these 3,000 that gladly received, see, you may not be gladly receiving what I'm saying. You may be gladly receiving what I'm saying. I don't know, but God knows. See, God knows. I don't have to know. I'm just responsible to speak boldly, like Peter did on the day of Pentecost. He wasn't worried about opinions, reactions, but he spoke boldly and pierced the hearts with the words that God gave them to let them see the score, the situation. And these guys were, what do we do? And he said, repent. Stop going your own way and come God's way. Now let's go to Acts. Acts chapter 2, verse 41, it says, then they, the about 3,000 souls, then they that gladly received, they received his word with meekness, gladly received his word, were baptized. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. That can only be done by the power of God, spoken through someone who had the Spirit of God and who was bold to speak. I mean, you just picture, get that picture in your mind. 3,000 souls added in one day on the day of Pentecost, the day of the outpouring of Holy Spirit, where men's hearts were changed by the Spirit of God. And they spoke in tongues. They demonstrated it in front of all those people. God organized that. And he had the right people there that needed to receive those words. See, like Peter and the apostles, they didn't add to the church. They just spoke the words from God. and God added to the church. This is how it's done. It's not done through our knowledge or our understanding. It's speaking the words from God, speaking by the Spirit of God. Life-giving, imparting words spoken on your lips of faith, which will energize the people, which will turn their hearts from darkness to light, to turn their hearts to the one true God. And this is what happened through the words of Peter spoken. And it says, and they continued, verse 42, steadfastly. Continue steadfastly is focus. They had focus. The words gave them the focus. They seen the power of God. They seen the power of the words. They knew how their hearts were touched and convicted. And they continued in the apostles' doctrine. Now let me ask you, what was the doctrine? It was words from God. God was energizing them. God was giving them words to speak. God was probably bringing Old Testament records to their mind about Jesus Christ. It would have been about Jesus Christ. I mean, just use your heart and mind with God. Allow him to inspire you. What was the doctrine? What were they saying? But the guys received it and they continued in the what? Apostles' doctrine. What God was working through those gift ministers, those leaders. And fellowship. And they continued to fellowship. And in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear, reverence, respect came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Because there was reverence for God and respect for those ministers that were speaking, everyone became of one heart and one mind. That's when the signs and miracles and wonders began to happen. If you need signs, miracles and wonders, get yourself in that atmosphere of faith where God's words are being spoken and energized by the Holy Spirit. It's just really, really wonderful and very simple. So God is showing us from the day of Pentecost how these guys began to move. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all. See, God energized all this. God was working in everyone's heart, to all man as every man had need. And they continuing daily, they were focused daily. With one accord, unity of purpose. They had unity. They had a purpose. Now, here, on this Zoom fellowship, and whoever listens, if you receive these words, you can have a unity and purpose with what God's directing here. And what God's saying by our mouths. What God is energizing by our spirit. And what God is confirming in the scriptures. See, we're not different ministries. We're believers, right? There's one body of Christ, just one body, just one God, just one Lord, and we've been called to the obedience of the faith, not somebody else's doctrine or understanding, but God wants to lead you. See, if you go back through the Old Testament scriptures, none of the prophets, they never, ever initiated anything. God initiated it. God inspired them. God gave them the words. God gave them the encouragement. And as they followed and trusted God in that, then God opened the doors. God has not changed. He still works that way with us. So when we are resting in him, when we realize, okay, I'm a son. I am as Jesus is. As he is, so am I in this world. He looks at me like he's looking at his son. He's equipped me. He's enabled me. He's made me complete. And all I have to do is go to him. All I have to do is be obedient to his voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Not the stranger's voice. That stranger could be a minister. It could be another ministry. It could be someone that speaks really great and eloquently. Look at the results. What's the fruit? What's the fruit from what's being given? And so you have to prove it for you. So for me, the things that I've heard, seen, and learned, and now doing, and I'm seeing the great benefits. Because change started within me. And because God brought me to a humble place to say, Lawrence, basically God was saying this to me, Lawrence, sit down, shut up, and listen. Get humble. I can't teach you nothing unless you're going to listen. You bump your guns too much. Now get quiet and listen to my still voice. If you will humble yourself and turn to me, I will show you. And God done this for me from 2013 all the way up to the time I went to India. And everything come to a head. Everything come to a, like a, okay, Lawrence, this is it now. I've shown you. I've given you the indicators. I've shown you about confession. I've shown you about visualization. I've shown you about imagination and saying what you want and not what you see. Speaking to the problem. I've shown you about how faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I've shown you that it's the just shall live by faith. I've given you the understanding. Now here you are in India, in lockdown, stuck in Amritsar. Now you've lost your passport. I had to trust God, guys. I couldn't rely on anyone there. And I was encouraged just to go and pray. And in that hotel room, I held my hands out like this. And I just say, Father, I'm screwed without that passport. You know where it is. And all of a sudden, just a peace, a serenity come within my heart. And I felt like I had the passport in my hand, even opened my eyes. It felt like it was it. And so I knew then that God had got it. I didn't know where it was, but I knew I was going to get it back. And then obviously, as you know the story, I got the passport back. It was a miracle. Even Raj Sutton has seen many miracles, said, this is a miracle. Like he looked at me and said, this is a great miracle. And he's seen many miracles. And my faith was built and I had solid trust in God. And then we got the last plane back to Delhi. And then they grounded the flights. If we'd have got the later flight, we would have missed it and wouldn't be able to get to Delhi. We'd have been really stuck. So the perfect timing of God. These were the before ordained works he had for me. And when I got into that living room of Sandgate's, after a few days of being there, I had previously heard someone say that someone went to them and said, if you do exactly what I say, then you'll come out of your situation. And that come back to my mind and God says, do exactly what he says. This is where I want you connected. You follow that encouragement. And I said, okay, God, I'll do it. I'll do exactly what this man's going to encourage. If he's wrong, you've got to cover me. And do you know what? I've practiced the things I've been encouraged and I'm seeing great results. And the results start in me. Now they're at this moment beginning to manifest outside of me. And I'm seeing things happening around to me in the senses realm. I'm blown away, guys. I really am. So let's not bump our gums over studying and walking. Just walk by the Spirit. Believe God's word to you. Just do what he puts in your heart to do. He'll show you to go to the scriptures, go to them. And just remember that I didn't finish that verse in 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God. See, the scriptures are for the men of God. Those ministers, they're the ones that really should be going to it. If you look at the Old Testament, who had the scriptures? The leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. Nobody else had access to them unless they went to the temple, or they were privileged, or they had money, influence. What did Jesus Christ go by? Did he carry a sack of scrolls around? Right, Peter, get me Isaiah out now. Get me the book of Joel out now. No, he walked by the Spirit of God. That anointing. You've got the anointing in you. And you need no man teach you. Because God is working in you. God is energizing in you. But it doesn't mean to say we don't read the scriptures. Because I do. I go to the scriptures. I read them. I'll welcome if God shows me something. And then I'll go to it and I'll... Okay, God, what do I do next? Then I'm just inspired, and then I see something great, and then I'll come and share it. I don't even have to open it up, I'll just share it. It's very simple. See, tradition makes none effect the power of God. We can know so much, but if you ain't got no fruit, what good is it to you? Where's the fruit? God wants you to be productive. He wants you to be fruit. Even Jesus Christ said, you know, that he prayed that you have fruit and that your fruit remains. So the fruit starts with you, within, and then it starts to manifest without. And so, you know, we keep that heavenly vision, that revelation, where there is no vision, revelation from God, the people wander aimlessly. I don't want somebody else's revelation. I want that revelation from God. Direction. We need something to aim at. And God will give us what to aim at. And so that's the focus, aiming, focus. You do this. You pray to the Lord of the harvest. You pray for the hungry ones. And you pray for those labourers like it's a personal need. So what's the personal need in your life that you're really praying for something right now? God says that's how you pray for the labourers. It's the word diomai. It's like a personal need. So when you pray for that labourer, it's like it's a personal need that you really need it. God will send. See, God's going to do the work, not you. We just got to be praying, give ourselves to his words and prayer, the scriptures, the written scriptures, meditate and pray and do what God gives us to do. And it's very simple. So that's why I don't know, I wasn't even going to share any of that. But it's obviously a need. Because we don't want to get confusion. God is not the God of confusion, but a God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. We know that Paul went into the synagogues and he reasoned with the Judeans, showing them from the scriptures that this Jesus was Messiah. He didn't do that with the Gentiles. He didn't need to do that with the Gentiles. It was only when he went into the synagogues, right? So you got to ask yourself, right? He needed to be on their level. He needed to show them from the scriptures. He done that because he had the Spirit of God in him. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. He didn't see it before. It wasn't until he got the Spirit of God that he could actually see it. So when you just sit with God and say, look, God, just walk me through this. I do know the scripts. I do know what the things are saying. But I'm not seeing it clearly. You need to help to piece this together for me. And then God will go to work and help you to see bit by bit. And he's done that with me. And he's still doing it with me. I've got a long way to go. But I know I'm getting there in that right direction. And so the leaders' meetings will help those that are serious and want to move. This Zoom fellowship is for everyone. And so is the leaders' meeting. But really, like, I just want to be clear that the leaders' meeting, what do you want to do with God? The leaders' meeting is going to be about you sharing your desire, what God's working in your heart, what vision God's given you. And if you haven't got one or you don't know, then from that leaders' meeting, God will give that to you. I've seen it happen in India. And these guys are on a momentum. They've been doing it years. It's like a book of Acts. You know, a continuous adding to the church daily, new eras open up, signs, miracles and wonders happening. They're on a momentum. We need to get in the momentum of listening to God. Staying connected where God wants you connected. Having some ears on, having some humbleness. Being willing to change where God shows you to change. Being willing to take on some information that is challenging to you. Go to God and get the answers for it, the clear answers. Not go to a man, go to the source. He'll show you. And this is what I've practiced and done. So really, I just wanted to share that with you guys, not trying to pick on anyone or anything. It's just in my heart to share, and I'd be held accountable if I didn't share that. So I'm doing what God shows me. And I know what I'm saying is from God, and it's right. And you can go to the scriptures, and you can see it if you've got eyes to see, and ears to hear, and you have that if you've got a humble heart and a willingness to change if you need to change. I'm not saying any of you have to. You know your heart before God. You know what keeps you back from really connecting, from really moving, from really seeing change. Because, listen, we've been called to use our ministry a word of reconciliation, not just come to fellowship and get blessed. That's a part of it. See, the part of it, we're all coming here to get blessed, but the focus is to move God's word, to bring people from darkness to light. That's the heart. That's what Jesus Christ came to do, to get people to come from darkness to light. And he couldn't do that in his own ability. He had to be led by God, and he had to be obedient. He laid down his life. He gave it up. No one took it from him. So are you serious about seeing God's word move throughout the whole world? That's the vision. The vision is word over the world. And you're not going to do it trying to organise something yourself. It's got to be organised by God. And so I'm just kind of talking openly and straight here. I won't, you know, hide anything. I'm just being transparent with you. You can see where I am, my understanding, my heart. And I'm learning. And I continue to connect where God showed me to connect. And I'm learning great things. And I take what I learn to God. And also God will show me from the script. He can show us from the script. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't see that before like that way. So I'm sharing this way because I want you to see what I'm seeing. I want you to experience what I'm experiencing. I want you to manifest what I'm manifesting, because you can. So that's the real heart. And I don't apologise for the way I say things, because I know that you'll get blessed if you just grab what I'm saying, and God will give you understanding in all things.